Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Hey Phil, my name is Marie Bracco. How are you?
I'm doing good, Marie. How can I help you today?
Well, I've called a couple times now. I've had switched to Arch Top, I don't know, maybe a month, 2 months now. And I still can't get it to set up on my TV in my bedroom.
That's
I've
never.
called the guy who put it in a couple times, and he, says he's forwarded it to the supervisor, but still nobody has called me back to help me, or I'm about ready to just switch back to my regular cable company.
Well, that's never good. And so you're having issues with connecting our service to your TV in your bedroom, if I'm
Yeah, my
that.
bedroom is downstairs in the basement, but it's still, I mean, it's the Wi-Fi is supposed to do my whole house, but it does not.
Okay. May I ask, do you have just one of our routers, or do you also have an extender?
I have the one in the living room and I have one in the garage, which is attached to my house.
Okay.
I mean, I can't get it to even hook, like come up on the TV downstairs. I mean, I get to it, I put the password in and everything, and then, where you see the dots go across, but it says no internet found.
That's very interesting. Real quick for me, can you verify what is your service address?
155 Wrentham Street, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Thank you. And what is the email address we have on file?
mbracco1961@live.com.
Thank you very much for that, Marie. Give me one second. Let me look into something.
Now I got a question as well.
Sure. I can answer that while I'm
On the
looking this up.
one white box that's in the living room, is that green light supposed to be on at all times?
Yes.
Because the green light is never on. When I unplug it and plug it back in, the green light comes on. But then the
Oh.
green light goes out and stays out.
Okay, so sorry, my correction. So yes, the green light is just letting you know that power is being supplied. No lights means so if there are no lights on, that's a good sign. If there's a red light, there's an
Oh,
issue.
okay.
If it's a green light, it's just power cycling.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure because, like I said, the green light comes on, but it doesn't stay on.
Okay.
So I thought maybe that was my issue.
Can I ask what's size of TV do you have in your bedroom? Because I see two TVs currently connected to your devices.
I think it's a 55 inch downstairs in my room.
Is that a TCL Roku?
It's a Samsung, I'm not sure. I know it's a smart TV. I've had it for a while.
Okay.
I mean, I did have YouTube TV. I mean, not YouTube TV, because that's what I subscribe to. But I had regular YouTube on it. But then, of course, I, in the dark, hit the delete button, and now I can't even get anything to come on it.
Uh-oh. That's never good.
I get to the web. I get to my web browser, but that's as far as it goes.
Very interesting. Yeah, because I'm noticing that you do have several devices. Oh yeah, I'm seeing a Samsung 55-inch HD TV. I see that right
Yes,
now.
that's the one that's downstairs in my room. And then
Okay.
in the living room, I think it's either 65 or 75.
So from what I can see based off of this, you have a, if I look at your topology right now, you have a 65 on TV. It looks like that's in your living room. There is a TCL Roku 55-inch TV connected currently, and you're trying to get your 55-inch Samsung connected, if I'm not
Yes.
mistaken. Alrighty. So let's have a
I
look
don't know if
see.
it's because it shouldn't be because it's in the basement because it should work. It's right underneath where the white router is.
Okay, and so yeah, if it's right underneath there, it shouldn't be. Are you near that TV at all at this time?
No, I can go down there.
If you could, that would be fantastic. I'm going to try help troubleshooting and trying to see if I can't help you get that device connected.
It's just really upsetting because, like I said, I talked to the guy three times already, and he's again last night, and he says, "Yep, I'm turning it over to my supervisor," but yet nobody has called me back.
That's very interesting. I've not got any calls, and I'm one of the people that's here all the time. So I don't know who you've been talking to, but it's not been anybody in my department.
He's a guy that comes and hooks it all up.
Oh, okay, so one of
Very
our.
convincing guy. I mean, I've had Spectrum my entire life, as a kid and growing up. And like I said, I came here, he convinced me to switch over to this, and I haven't had TV in my bedroom now since he hooked it up.
Oh no, that's never good. All right. So let me know when you're near your TV in your
Oh,
room.
the TV's warming up, just give it a sec.
Take your time. Now, you said it is a smart TV, so it's the Roku is already integrated into the TV.
As far as I know, yes, it should be.
Okay.
Like I
So
said, I can't get to the main screen to check because it won't let me pass. Well, when it comes on, I'll tell you. I don't know if the channels mean anything. I don't know why it's not coming on. See, I wasn't here when the guy came to hook up the downstairs. So, of course, I get home and my husband doesn't have a clue on what he said.
oh, no.
And then the second time he came, same thing. They don't ever tell you when they're coming. They just show up, and then, of course, I'm not home.
That's never good. We were supposed to actually be. I don't know who's been scheduling you any kind of service appointments, because if we're doing a service appointment installation, a service appointment or an installation appointment, we typically go around the availability of our customers. So whoever's been
Well,
signing
he's
you up.
always home. So I don't know if it was, because the one guy, like I said, that came here to hook it up was great. We got on a friendly basis, and I don't know if he stopped by because they're always in this neighborhood where I live. I see the trucks all the time.
It
Now,
might
for some
be.
reason, I have nothing on there. The TV is on, but I have a black screen.
Okay. So is it a, do you have any kind of, so for the TV itself, is there any other devices currently hooked up to that, to the TV?
No, just the
No,
TV.
just the TV. And you just see a black screen on that TV?
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to try turning it off and turning it back on. Hold on. Oh, there it goes. Smart TV, it says. Now, HDMI 1 is what's on the screen right now. Now it says check that the device is connected properly,
Okay.
then try turning on the device by selecting the STB button.
Okay, so right now it does look like so I used to actually own a Samsung smart TV, so I know that it's not necessarily Roku that's on it, but it is their, it's the Samsung smart system.
So does that mean that I can't run
You
anything on it or?
will be able to. I'm just give me one moment. I'm getting
Okay.
Okay. I'm looking up. I'm actually going through Samsung's help menu to try and see if I can do this. So
I mean, I actually went and spent a couple $100 and bought a brand new TV, but if I can get this one to work, I'd rather take it back and not have a big 55-inch TV I can't use.
no, I completely understand. So it says using the directional pads on your TV's remote, click settings. So do you see an option of like if you click menu, does it pull up a setting? Does it pull up like a menu where you can go to settings?
Yeah, I've been through all this before. So let's see, picture, sound, broadcasting, network,
Click on
smart
network.
hub.
Click on network.
All right, I've tried this too, done that. Now I have network status, network settings,
Go
Wi-Fi
to
direct.
network settings.
Okay, now
What are the
network type, this is where I find Archtop. There it is, and I hit okay on that. And now this is where you get the screen for the TV and the web, and it just keeps,
okay, so
you know, you can see the dots going.
Go ahead and back out of that. So that's trying to access a specific thing. Go back to the network if you can. Can you navigate back to the network, the main network page?
On. All right, hold on. Let's see how I get back there now. Tools. Yep. So now I'm back to Picture Sound Broadcasting Network, Smart Hub.
Okay. Click on network.
Okay.
What are the
now,
options you have listed?
I have network status, network settings, Wi-Fi direct, multi-device settings, screen monitoring, and device name.
Click on Wi-Fi direct. What does that tell you?
All right, hold on 1 second. Very close. And bring my glasses down. When using Wi-Fi direct, you can connect directly with other devices without using a wireless router.
Okay,
Should I hit OK?
So that's just going to allow you to connect to certain devices like your phone or or something else. So
yeah,
don't worry about that. So
that.
Go back out of that. So if we can go back, so what is, when you click into the network settings, what all do you see?
So you want me to go back over here now? So Wi-Fi direct, hold on, select. Oh, check that out. Never been here before. Should I hit connect to living room? Because I've never been here before.
So what are the options it gives you?
I'm on the Wi-Fi direct. And
so,
then it showed me the living room and a Roku, which could be my daughter's TV upstairs because she's got another Roku upstairs in her room.
Okay, so
it
that
says connect to living room. Should I hit no?
Yeah, click no. So what the Wi-Fi Direct menu is trying to do, as I stated, it's allowing you to connect to other devices that are on the network.
Oh, okay.
So if you're actually seeing those other devices, that means your TV is connected. You may not just be in the smart into the actual smart TV settings for that one. So let me double check a few things. We are on a Wi-Fi.
Because I've had two other people here that know a lot about TVs, and they still couldn't help me get anything on my TV. So,
well, let's see if third time's a charm over the phone.
Okay.
All right. So, can you go back and check on your network settings real quick for me?
All right. So, go back to network settings. Set up your network to enjoy smart hub features like internet browsing, home networking, feature updates, and many more. Click on that?
Yes, please. So, yes, go ahead and click on set up network.
All right. So, network type says wireless.
Mm-hmm.
And now it shows Archtop Fiber 5496, which is me.
Yep. And it should
shows
be
a lock on it.
So, go ahead and click on that. It should be asking you to input a password.
Okay. So, now it's checking the wireless network connection,
mm-hmm.
and it's spinning. And this is where we never get past this spot.
Oh.
We've tried this already.
Okay. And does it give you an option to input a password? Because that lock typically means that it is a secured network.
Yep, I've tried. I've gotten to where I type in the big, long password, and I've done that numerous times.
Mm-hmm.
Now it says, cannot connect to wireless network. Please try again after considering the following. Ensure that the wireless network is powered on. So I went upstairs, unplugged it, plugged it back in, checked the password if the wireless network has a password. So now on the bottom it says, change network, IP settings, retry.
Trying to see why it would be doing that one, because even in Samsung's things, it says you should be able to enter the network password if prompted. Because I'm
okay.
Looking at
it. So let's see.
Do you know what model your Samsung TV is?
Oh, shit. I had that up there before, but I don't know how I got to it. but it did show me what TV I was on. I don't know how I got there before, but should I type in a big long password? Is there
yes.
a way to change his password?
Yes, actually, I can, if you want me to, because I have your information up right now, I can actually change both the network name and the password name for you right now.
Because this is a pain trying to type in this big, long thing.
The only problem you will see is if you do change the network password and the network ID, is all of your other devices will need to reconnect.
Oh, well, then just leave it this. I have three other TVs.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't want to do that.
So let me type in this big long thing. All right, so 841. Oh, shoot. No, it went out of there. It took too long. All right, I think. Of course, it just can't give you a thing to type it in. One. T. What is that? T6E? Do you see my password?
Sadly, it does not provide your password for me. It doesn't give me an option to look at it.
And this is why I haven't fixed it, because I'm only get one day off, and I knew this was going to take me forever to be on the fix. Two. 0, 0.
Why they made the passwords this long is beyond me.
And what's odd is, like, none of the numbers are together. You have to go from one side to the other side.
I know, and that's why I'm saying that. That's why I find it odd. Typically, what I advise all of our customers to do is, because it is just good network security, is as soon as you have access to your internet, change the network ID so it's easier to find, and change the password to something that is unique for your network and it's easy to remember and easy to input.
All right, so again, it's searching, connecting, now the same thing, cannot connect to the wireless network. Please try again after considering the following. It won't let me hook on. I don't know what is the deal.
You may need to try doing this with your TV. There is an option to do what's known as a factory reset on that TV. So let me do this real quick. Because this may be an issue where you have to factory reset your reset the TV.
I have a TV Samsung LED 55. Nope, that's just telling me I have a LED 55 inch. That's what my setting is telling me.
Okay. I'm looking up and how to do this. There we go. How to reset my Samsung TV.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
I would just like to lay down and watch TV, Tim.
No, I completely understand. All right.
Every night I'm right here in bed and I'm like, I have no TV to watch.
All right. So let's do this for you real quick. So from the main screen, go to settings. And you want to make sure you're in all settings.
Okay, hold on. Let me go back. All right, which is, I don't know what's the main thing. Like, I don't know where we start.
So from the blank black screen, essentially.
All right, hold on. Let's get back there then. Now, see, on the source, am I supposed to be on, let's go back to there, TV?
So,
like, normally I'm on TV. That was on HDMI.
So, yeah, try, first off, let's try just switching the source. Because HDMI is going to switch it over to like one of the extra like ports in the back.
Okay, but see, before this is where I've done it. On the right now, I have a snowy screen. Weak or no signal. Check the antenna cable.
That's...
Run auto programming.
So, is there a button on your remote that says like Smart Hub?
Yes.
Click on the Smart Hub button.
Okay, now that gets me to the bottom where it shows feature recent is the web browser, Prime Video, or Clear All.
So click onto Prime Video just to see if it loads up for you.
All right, hold on. So I do have Amazon Prime.
It's always
oh,
a phone.
You're not connected to the network. Check network status.
Okay, so this is what we're gonna do. So don't worry about anything. So we're going to do what's called a factory reset on your TV.
Okay, so should I hit cancel on here?
Hit cancel. Go back to a blank screen.
Okay.
Preferably if you go to if you're on the snowy screen where it's on TV, just click input and go over to HDMI so it's a black screen.
All right, hold on. Let me get back there. Okay, now it says no cable connected, HDMI.
Don't worry about that. So
go ahead and
using your directional pad, go to settings.
Hold on, let me find that button. I can't see. Is there, am I supposed to have a button that says settings on it?
Usually it's like a cogwheel.
Menu, tools, info. Return, exit, manual, search,
try going to tools.
Okay. All right. Speaker, picture mode, picture size, sleep timer. I don't think that's it.
No, then it wouldn't be in that option.
How about stores?
Source is going to be like the HDMI settings.
Right. Oh, that's not it. Let's try this button. I just keep hitting everything on this thing. What is STB? That's not doing anything.
That is very interesting to know. I do not know.
You gotta love it. No. How about software update?
That won't work unless you're connected to the internet, sadly.
Okay.
this is going to be a thing. If I knew your specific model, I'd be able to actually give you proper walkthrough. I'm just basing it off of what I'm reading from like Samsung's website.
Okay.
So that does generally put a small hamper in trying to assist.
I have nothing that says on my remote that says settings on.
Oh, it won't say settings. What it'll be is it should.
E manual, search keypad, return, exit, tools, menu, source, and STB. Those are the odd buttons that I have. Of course, Smart Hub. That's it.
So what does your remote look like, may I ask?
It's a kind of long remote.
Mm-hmm.
With TV at the top, an orange TV button, source in the middle, and then STB orange button on the right, and then the numbers, and then the volume up and down and the channel up and down. The Smart Hub button is like a cube, an orange and green cube-like thing.
Okay, I think I think I've pulled up an image of what it looks like. And do you have like a couple of different buttons on the side above, below the volume and channel buttons?
Yes, I have menu, tools, guide, and info that's surrounding the hub button. And then there's four arrows, and then that's the OK button, I call it, in the middle. And then under that, I have return on the left, exit on the right, A, B, C, and D buttons, and then more arrows.
Okay. So I'm looking at the Sims. Is there a model number on your remote? Should be told,
Yes.
should, what is the model number on your remote?
B as in boy, N as in Nancy, 59-011-78W as in wash.
Give me one second. Let me try looking that up. Can you repeat that model number one more time?
Yeah, absolutely. B as in boy, N as in Nancy, 59-011-78W.
Found that remote. I'm pulling that up, remote up right now.
And they're the best.
I'm looking at this one. So I am just trying to see this one. Okay, so go ahead and press the tools button.
Okay.
What does that pull up?
Speaker select, picture mode, picture size, sleep timer.
Okay, go ahead and hit exit. If you
Okay.
click the menu button, what do you get?
I get picture, sound, broadcasting network, smart hub, system, and support.
Go to system.
Okay, now I have accessibility setup, menu language, universal remote setup, notifications, device manager, and time.
Go to device manager.
Okay, keyboard settings, mouse settings.
Okay, so go ahead and click return once because that'll bring you back to the previous screen.
Okay,
What
now
are the
what?
op what are the options one more time?
Accessibility, setup, menu language, universal remote, notifications, device manager, and time.
Can we go to
And then there's
setup?
an arrow down there. Setup, sure.
Setup, please.
Okay, English, of course. All right, network settings. Now click on Archtop Fiber.
Correct.
Okay, now it's going through the little globe search. Cannot connect to the wireless network.
Always fun. I'm Okay, I'm seeing what we have here. Looks like this remote specifically is for the UN50H62018F. Believe I may have just found the actual. I think I found your TV and I have the actual user manual available for me.
Oh, wow.
Hey, there we go. That helps. Helps trying to find your specific t intermittent Wi-Fi. I'm going through everything real quick and seeing what I can do. So, network troubleshooting. I'm looking at this page. That's all your TV specifications. Gotta love those ones. I'm just checking all the information for you real quick just to make sure everything is good to go.
No problem.
So what I'm seeing as well, let's see, there's the e-manual, troubleshooting and maintenance. So getting to the remote. So I am going through these, so I'm just making sure I'm reading all of these correctly. So yeah, the tools function, the one where you were in, is actually the what you'll need to do. I'm just double checking everything. So there is something that the e-manual does provide you with. So you notice on your remote there is an e-manual button.
Yep.
That is actually the digital manual that is built into your TV that gives you all of the, pretty much walks you through all the features and functions of your TV.
Okay.
I'm just double checking everything to make sure it's okay, and I'm trying to find where we could go, because from the sounds of it is you may need to do either what's known as a either network reset or a full factory reset. Let me double check something. Okay, this is still telling me how to do it for not for your specific TV. Because this is saying this is going to be in, this is still using all of the same functions. Let me see if I can't pull this.
So why did it work on, Spectrum Cablevision and not, like, wireless that I'm trying to use now?
I am unaware. Can you also do me one more favor? Can you make sure you go to your, go back to the settings menu and go back to network? Because you should be having no issues with a Wi-Fi capability with your device being so close to the router.
just trying to figure out how to get out of here now.
So if you need to, you can just press the exit button and it should close out of all menus.
Yeah, that's not good. Okay, so now let's go back. Why when I hit exit, it doesn't work? I'm just going to arrow back. Menu. I can't get out of this screen.
Uh-oh. Try for this one, just turn your TV off and turn it back on.
Okay. That's easy.
Always the easiest way to do it.
Smart TV is not so smart.
Sometimes they are, sometimes they're not, so.
All right, now where did you want me to go?
So I am double checking everything. Yeah, so I'm looking at it saying the Wi-Fi direct is for connecting those that way. I am getting to the actual Wi-Fi connections. Sorry about that. Give me one second. All right. So click menu.
Oh, I'm on the black screen right now. So menu.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm at Picture Sound Broadcasting Network Smart Hub System.
Click Network.
Okay, so network status, network settings, Wi-Fi direct.
Click on network settings.
Network settings. Okay, network type wireless.
Correct.
Now arch top again.
So let's try doing it this way. Click add network.
It doesn't say anything about, let me arrow down. Maybe if there's more at the bottom. Add network.
So click add network. Got it.
All right. Now do I put that long password in again?
No, what we're going to do a few extra steps because we have to actually input the name, the SSID, which is the of your network. So give me 1 second. We're going to do this manually. So just bear with me.
Okay.
So the SSID for your network is ArchTop with a capital A.
All right, hold on.
And this is all going to be one word, by the way.
Okay. That's just capital A and the rest is little.
Yeah. So it's going to be capital A in ArchTop and capital F in Fiber.
Okay. Arch, hold on. Oh, I didn't go back to little letters. Go backspace. Oh, come on. Seriously? Okay, here we go.
Let me know when you have that ArchTop fiber in. So it is ArchTop fiber 5496, and that is the SSID for your network.
I'm sorry about this. Trying to do it and hold my phone at the same time.
If you need to, ma'am, you can put me on speakerphone. I do not mind.
No, I have you on speakerphone, but then, all right, I'm going to have to do it like this. Hold on. Top, you said, was one word? No, that's little, just fiber is capital, right?
Just fiber. So the A in arch and the F
Okay.
in fiber is capitalized, correct.
Got it. All right, hold on. You got to make it go back to little letters. How annoying. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Some of the older TVs are a little bit troublesome.
Of course, my daughter is much quicker at this than me. Arch top. Fiber 5496.
5496, correct. Once you get the 5496 in, click OK, and then it'll ask you to use the on-screen keyboard to enter the password.
Okay. Okay, so now it's on open WEP WPA
It's going to be a
to the right.
WPA.
Okay, I have WPA. I have two of them. One is WPA, two PSK,
You're good. It's a
A and
W
S, and yes.
WPA2PSK. So that's me. That's the protocol for password protected network. So that's the one you need to be on.
Okay, so I'll click on that. Okay, now I got to put in that other thing, the
And
new password. I got to put in.
that super long password.
All right. So here we go again. You think I'd know this by now? Gee. One, two, zero, zero. Okay, now it's trying to connect again.
Oh, correct. It's going to try and connect.
It better throw this remote right into the TV.
We wouldn't want that.
Oh my God. Cannot connect to the wireless network.
Okay, so there is another option of what we can do.
It's give up.
So this is something that is that your Wi-Fi router does enable. So on your TV, go back to the net. So what you'll need to do is under the network settings.
On IP settings or no?
No, don't worry about IP
So I
settings.
got to exit out of here.
Yes.
Now I got to find that again. Hold on. So go back under network.
Network, and it's going to be network settings.
Network. Network settings.
Go down until you see something that says WPS PBC.
No, it's in networks. Is that what you want me to do?
It's in under network settings. If you
And then it brought me to network type, so
wireless.
okay. And now hit wireless again.
And do you see an option that says WPS?
I had that before, but now Ed Network. No, that's not it. Yeah, it's going to want me to add the network again.
Okay.
Oh my God. So now I got to do the ArchTap Fiber 5496 again. Is that what I got to do?
Yes, I'm looking into a couple of these, seeing if there's any way we can do a reset of your. I'm looking through the full manual right now, so.
Did I just hook up the new TV?
If you have a new TV.
Am I going to run into the same thing?
Can you say that one more time, ma'am?
Should I just hook up the new TV? Is it because of.
It could be because the TV is older. I have noticed some of the things I was reading on Samsung's website was saying that the older models, like the one you are currently using, they do have troubles connecting to certain Wi-Fi networks, and it is due to the age of the TV.
Oh my God! Look at that. My password's already there. ArchTop Fiber 5496. Now I just hit done.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So open WEP, WPA, 2PSK.
WPA 2.
WPA 2SPK. Click on that.
Does it say PSK or SPK?
Oh, hold on. I got to go back. Oh, my God. Son of a bitch. Sorry. There were two of them there. I clicked on the first one. All right, now exit here, go back. Why doesn't it just bring you back to the previous screen? Like, really?
I don't understand.
I can't do this no more. I really can't. I'm losing my patience.
I am sorry about that, ma'am.
I should have just stuck with cable. More work than I needed.
So, and I am doing my best to try and assist you as well, ma'am.
I know you are, honey. It's not your fault.
And you said you did have a newer TV. For downstairs?
I do have a brand new TV still in the box, but
it could very well.
I didn't want to hook it up and have the same problem, and then I really would be mad.
I completely understand that. One of the options I would honestly try doing is what's known as a soft setup of the TV, seeing if it does function as you expect it to. Essentially plugging it into the wall so it has power, turning it on and going through and seeing if it can connect to the Wi-Fi at the very least. If it can, then it is an issue with the TV itself, not the actual network.
Okay, so should I do that, hook up the new TV?
Yes,
and
I would.
And then I can call back because I got other errands to do. I can't be doing this all day.
I understand that. I would honestly, that would be a good suggestion since you do have that newer TV. I would suggest doing that soft setup of the TV, seeing if it does hook up to the Wi-Fi down in your room. For everything I'm seeing, it is due to the age of the TV that you are having these Wi-Fi issues.
Because the TV is old. I mean, I didn't have any problem with it on regular cable. So I was like, why would I get a new TV? I have a 55-inch. I'll just put downstairs and I'm good. I didn't have a problem with it until we went wireless.
And that could be the issue. It's because that TV, it's from everything I was reading, those older Samsung TVs weren't set up for like the proper, the newer aged, Wi-Fi signals. So that's why it's having it difficulties trying to connect.
Okay, no problem. I'll try that.
So give the new, give the give the new TV a try, see if it can connect. Not even setting anything else, just seeing if it can connect to the Wi-Fi. And if it can, you can go
Okay.
ahead and give us a call back, and we can help you
I know
with
how
everything
to
else.
set it up.
Yes, I can help you set that TV up as well.
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your help.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with at this time?
No, I think that's all I need.
Alrighty. Well, Marie, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. I'm sorry we weren't able to get the older TV hooked up, but hopefully we'll be able to get you the help you get the newer TV set up as soon as it's ready, and walk you through any steps you may need.
All right, thank you.
You're quite welcome. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and we look forward to hearing back from you.
All right, hon.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.